Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A text today from Acts, the second chapter. Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." This is the text. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we know from Matthew 18 what Jesus says. He says, "The Son of Man came to save that which was lost." Jesus died for everyone. There's none that he didn't die for. Can you imagine anyone that Jesus would leave out of his Good Friday Calvary dying? Huh? Did he leave anybody out? I don't think so. Jesus died for you. And Jesus died for Theodore as well, winning and achieving salvation that only he could do. And he did. He said on the cross, "It is finished." And so the sacrifice for all sin is done in the death of the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Our Lord's will is to bestow and pour out the forgiveness of sins won by his Good Friday dying on sinners for whom he died. And this is precisely why he has instituted holy baptism. Matthew 28, "Make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And so the church baptizes according to the Lord's mandate, according to the Lord's bidding, always has and always will, until the last day. Right away then, on the day of Pentecost, as we heard in today's text from Acts 2, the blessed Apostle Peter invites sinners to holy baptism. He says, "Be baptized, every one of you." Every one of you, not just some of you, but everyone. Everyone means everyone. What part of every one of you don't you understand? The every one of you of Acts 2 matches the all nations of Matthew 28. "Be baptized, every one of you," Peter says, "in the name of Jesus," the Jesus who died for you, of course. And then Peter extols the benefits promised in holy baptism. Remarkable they are. Heavenly benefits, salvation benefits. Listen again. "Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Whoa. Oh, my word. Did you catch that? It's right there in the Bible. Very clear, no doubt about it. From an apostle who learned it from Jesus himself. Receive holy baptism, everyone. For what reason, Peter? For what divine gift, Peter? He says, "For the forgiveness of your sins." That's the full and total forgiveness won by Jesus on the cross. You remember when St. Paul speaks of the day when he was baptized, the pastor told him, "What are you waiting for, man? Get up, let baptism be done to you, and wash away your sins." Acts 22, 16. Yes, holy baptism delivers forgiveness. The Good Friday forgiveness. Isn't that outstanding? "And so be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus." Well, for what reason, Peter? For what benefit, Peter? He says, "And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." You see, the Holy Spirit is the Lord and giver of life. Yes, life, new birth, regeneration in holy baptism. The water, together with the mandate and institution, word of the Lord Jesus himself. St. Paul agrees. You remember in Titus chapter 3, Paul said these words, "God saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior." Washing, that's baptism. And with that, the regeneration or gift of new life from the dead by the Holy Spirit, who is at work according to our Lord's Matthew 28 mandate and institution of holy baptism. You remember too that Jesus told Nicodemus that sinners are received into the kingdom of God through baptism. "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." John chapter 3. Yes, water and the Spirit. Everyone knows that that's holy baptism. Sounds just like what Peter said. "And you," he said, "who are baptized will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Told you that Peter learned it from the Lord. Now, I can just hear it now. "Well, Reverend, we'll grant you that Jesus says all nations and that Peter says every one of you, but Scripture nowhere says that a little one like Theodore should be baptized." Gotcha there, Reverend. Not so fast, my friends. Better listen to the rest of what Peter says. You might just be delightfully surprised. So go ahead, Peter, I'll let you tell them. All right, Pastor Kuhlman. Peter says the promise of forgiveness and the gift of the Holy Spirit and holy baptism is for you and for your children. And what is more, Peter says, it is for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call to himself. There you have it. For you, for your children, for all in the way of divine gift. Yes, Jesus died for you, and he died for Theodore. Salvation is not just an adults-only affair. Salvation is for everyone. That's why Jesus definitively declared in the gospel that we heard in the baptismal liturgy, he said, "Let the little children come to me. Do not keep them away from me, for of such is the kingdom of God." In other words, Jesus is saying, look, I've come for them too. And then Jesus turns everything on its head and announces, whoever, now are you listening? Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a what? As a little child, will by no means enter it. And, but Reverend, the little ones can't do or say anything. They do nothing. Precisely. When it comes to salvation, and when it comes to salvation's delivery, we are do-nothings. We are not the Savior. Jesus is. He saved. Only Jesus saves. We do not contribute to our salvation in any way, shape, or form. We are dead in our sins. We then are simply given to by the Lord. We are raised from the dead by his Spirit-filled word of forgiveness. Whether you're an adult or a little one like Theodore. But Reverend, don't you have to believe? Well, of course you do. But faith doesn't happen because of you or your willpower. Faith in Jesus is the result of a divine miracle in your life. The miraculous work of the Holy Spirit who creates faith when and where it pleases him who heareth the gospel. And therefore, baptism, which is the gospel, is for you, for your children, for all. Baptism is the gospel because it gives Calvary's forgiveness and new life. Through the Holy Spirit. It's no wonder then that Jesus says in Mark 16, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. You remember in Matthew 18, Jesus said that the little ones who believe in Jesus are the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Faith, belief, trust in Jesus. In Jesus, who gives such wonderful gifts in holy baptism. The Father's will, Jesus said in Matthew 18, is that none of the little ones who believe and who have angels to watch over them should ever perish. You're a little one. Theodore is a little one for whom Jesus died. Jesus, who won your salvation on the cross and then bestows what he achieved at Calvary in baptism. And so again the text, be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This promise is for you and for your children. For you is gift talk. What a wonderful gift. And so, Theodore, happy baptism day. Happy remembering and rejoicing and living in your baptisms, you who are gathered here today at Trinity. In the name of Jesus, amen.